Some Bugman Network presents The Bachelor Bro Show. We watch the show so you don't have to. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome. This is The Bachelor Bro Show.
Welcome all.
Yes, one and all, everyone.
One and all.
Who enjoys hating this show together.
This week was so rough.
Oh my gosh. These ladies, my ears are going to explode and just start bleeding. But this show is brought to you by another show. It is the Some Guy and the Bugman
Figure Things Out. Yeah.
That's what that show is. And in about 12 to 15 or so minutes, every single Monday, we answer the world's most vexing questions. Like this week was what baby's toys or infant's toys belong to adults. And we really discovered just a lot of children's toys are, they're things that should be meant for mom and pop. And that's just the way things are. And many, many more questions. Just go check us out over there at Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. And you will not be disappointed. If you are disappointed, leave us a review and we'll ignore it. All right. So moving on, Bachelor Bro Show. Let's get a summary of the plot. Well, actually, hold on. How have you been, sir?
Oh, my gosh. I have been. So we finally moved. Mm-hmm. We lead up so many weeks now. We lead up to us moving. We get in. We're painting. And last night, I get kind of dumb and I fell off a ladder. And
it
was not a step ladder. I was pretty high up.
How high were you?
I was probably like 8 or 10 feet up.
Oh,
the living room in this house, is super tall.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was tap dancing up there. I don't know what happened, but 1 second the ladder was there, 1 second it just wasn't. And I didn't even land on the ground. I landed on top of the ladder. So I'm a little bruised, but hey, The Bachelor Bro Show must go on.
You still walking? Still doing okay?
I was still doing fine.
That's good.
I'm a tough old bird, I guess.
That's right. Wow. Well, I had a retreat this weekend.
Yeah.
With my students, and went pretty well. Spent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out there. Fed them tacos on Saturday, and that was a mistake. spent Thursday helping you move.
That was
actually quite a bit of fun. I enjoyed coming out and
getting
all your stuff set aside. But all right, well, enough about us. Let's talk about these important real people with real emotions that discover things about themselves during this week, as Crystal stated.
Yes.
In this week's episode, what'd you got for the summary?
In this week's episode, the contestants join forces against the machine that has been playing them like puppets. A force so strong, even the stallion himself cannot withstand. Crystal Lockalypse.
Mm-hmm. Crystal Lockalypse. That's dual meaning, folks.
Yeah, it does.
End of the world, and this dude can't quit kissing this lady. Yep. So the Bachelor people, they return to their home planet, which is Florida.
Lowrider.
They're all from there.
If
you've never seen the Florida Man Twitter account, please stop abusing yourself and go and watch the Twitter feed just flow like milk and honey. That is one of the best Twitter feeds on the internet. Florida Man. So they all head on back to Florida, and we got a clip from Miss Lauren B. Lonely.
That's right.
Aw. Here we go.
He walked in to get Chelsea, and I felt like he didn't look at me even one time.
Oh.
He went in to get one person,
mm-hmm.
and so he didn't get the other, and we're upset.
Yep. He went in for a one-on-one date, and she was like, my boyfriend didn't even look at me. He picked another girl up by her hand and said, please come with me, and he didn't say a word. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
This isn't the one-on-one dating show. This is the 30 women date one guy show. So
yeah, so Chelsea got the first one-on-one date, and she was the first one to get the rose,
mm-hmm.
right? Like she got the first rose
in the show. You mean
right?
Or just she? Are you talking about all the episodes or just this episode?
The very first rose given out of episode one.
No, I think
she
didn't get the first date. The first episode, I'd sad because I actually looked this up yesterday. I think it was Lauren, is actually Lauren B., the girl who just spoke, maybe?
Huh.
Or, no, it was Becca. That's who it is. Not little girl, 22-year-old Becca, the other
right.
Becca. that's still on the show. Becca K.
Yeah, she got the first date.
Becca Gay got the Becca K got the first one-on-one rose, and that was the first rose of the show.
But the first impression rose was
It was Chelsea.
I only say that to say it took him 5 weeks. If that was right, it took him 5 weeks to get to. You know, she made a really good first impression, like the very first impression, and it took me 10 dates just to get here.
I have to go eat a bar of soap now that I know all those things. I hate that I know any of this.
Aren't we professionals?
Dude, yeah. So, Chelsea gets her one-on-one date, and you're right. It sure did take a while for, you know, for somebody he seems to care a whole lot about, you know, he invests a lot of time in her. For this being the first time for them to get together is kind of insane. But we've got a clip of Chelsea. She describes their date. See if you can tell where they're at, folks.
I'm on a dream boat, but I'm also with a dream boat.
So funny.
Watery stuff. That's exactly correct, lady.
Yes.
My gosh.
And then there was a conveniently placed telescope on their patio or whatever.
Yeah,
what would you think if you looked up to one of these condos and there was people staring at you through a telescope?
Three girls had the idea, just, hey, let's pick up voyeurism, man. Let's just watch these people make out and kiss and stuff. And, you know, who cares if it, I guess as long as they aren't recording it, it's not illegal or whatever. But I know you're not allowed to record people making out and stuff. I'm pretty sure you're not. But three of the girls, they pick up this voyeurism stuff and go spy on a date. And they find out at the date that they're watching here that Ari makes out with other girls, and they say, I don't want to watch. I'm done. And
it's making me
strange
sick.
Thing. Yeah. Notably, though, they don't leave him when they find out he cheats on them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're just upset with Chelsea. They're not upset with Ari.
Nah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
They end up going to this car museum, which to me is like, it's raining outside. There's nothing else to do. You want to go to the car museum? It's free. And you go in there for a little while and waste some time. That seemed like a really strange place to end up.
Yeah. They went from this whole boat thing and all exotic in Florida to, okay, we're not going outside to the palm trees. We're going to hang out in this car museum.
Like,
sure, dude. All right. And he, like, they don't really say much because they don't know how to talk to each other. They start off by saying, this was fun. It was so fun. Everything is fun. Man, this is fun. Aren't you having fun?
Are we all having fun?
And then he just, all Ari adds is, oh, you're so mysterious, which is something he says to every girl he doesn't know what to say anything to.
Yeah.
It
builds up to this, like, oh, I don't need anything. I used to have my husband, and he gave me everything. I don't need anything. I don't need the yacht. I don't need anything.
Right.
And Ari's like, thank goodness.
Right. And here we got a clip right here.
I loved what you said about we could just be sitting in a park, and I love your perspective.
Ari ain't got no money.
I don't have any money for those things, so I'm glad you said you don't need any of those
things. Take your broke self home. He ain't got no money.
No.
Chris Harrison already told us all that he wasn't a very good driver.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Maybe Derby was going to be the first one he ever won or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's telling us about that Black Widow truck recently that he bought everybody else nearly died in and stuff.
Yeah.
He's not a good racer, so he's got no money.
Nah.
You know?
No.
But he only knows how to make out with these people. He doesn't know how to talk to them. And, you know, just whatever, the talky part starts to confuse him. He's just like, shh.
Yeah, be quiet now.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is kind of weird, too, because they get Chelsea to share this really sad story, like this legitimately sad thing. I forget all the details. I won't go into it here, but it's just like, it's this sad story that you think, man, that was kind of personal, and then it just runs back through my mind. Okay, Ari, like he gets this letter from the ABC executives, and it's like, hey, Ari, tell Chelsea that we want to exploit her sob story for views.
Yes.
Thanks, and please have her tell that, and we'll play violin music, and it'll be perfect.
Exactly, and you lead up to this sweet moment and everything, and he's like, well, why don't we just, you know, make out for a second, and then we'll explore the rest of the car museum. Mm-hmm. because there's so much left.
Yeah.
And there's
look
this
at them cars.
Yeah, look at all these cars. And then again, there's some random band once again, but they don't even bother putting the name up.
Yeah. They just left them the no name, no band from nowhere. Didn't even give them, who was the last one, Lilac or Lalic?
Lance something.
I don't remember. Those dudes, they at least gave them a name. These poor ladies. There's no nothing. Hashtag feminism on this show.
Nothing.
You know?
And apparently The Bachelor has something about country music. All of these bands have been some kind of country music thing. So
yeah. So after they finish up that date, Chelsea gets her rose, and she gets sent on her way because it's makeout time for a group date.
That's right.
And so, hey, man, everybody leave Ari alone. He's got to see other ladies. And they go on a very special, special date to an exotic area. We got a clip.
There's not a moment to spare.
Spare. What would you think that date would be about? If I said, let's go on a date, there's not a moment to spare.
I really didn't know.
This
was their clue, folks. This was their clue as to like what the date's going to be.
Yeah.
And where do they end up, man?
I thought they were going to go to a tire shop and like change some tires
or
something.
Back to that same car museum because dude's broke.
Here we are, early bird special at the bowling hall, right? You know?
Yeah. Woo! Hey, ladies, let's go bowling. We're in Florida. Isn't that what everybody thinks about in Florida? Like, everybody from the Green Acres retirement community, they're all thinking, let's go bowling.
And they showed up.
They did. And this is the scene where, and you know, there's no audio for it because it's just a thing that happened. This is the scene where Ari licks a bowling ball. He's shown licking the bowling ball. And I get the whole, like, I think there's a Big Lebowski reference there or something that. Where, you know, dude licks a bowling ball just before he throws it. But, like, Ari licks the thing. And it doesn't translate. Like, it's not funny. No. It's just weird.
No,
like,
exactly.
This dude really can't help but make out with stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And people and just whatever, you know?
He's like, wow, that thing is round. I wonder.
Yeah. He's just going to try it. So, no context. Throwing that out there. Dude licks a bowling ball. And Crystal calls everyone desperate as per her script. She sticks to it this week. We got a clip.
It's interesting being in a group date setting.
It's getting hot in this bowling alley.
It's just you see like girls desperately fighting for his attention, and it's just not me. The last group date, I kind of lost trust with Ari, so I don't feel like I need to be as aggressive and fight for his time. I think I need Ari to kind of step up and give me some validation and prove himself to me.
All right, so we are doing a competition.
I'm so glad you included that last part in there.
I did not have to edit that at all.
I just need to edit that out and have that a part of a permanent soundboard.
Yes.
Just every time some girl's like, I hate competing for him, just like, okay, ladies, this is a competition.
That's
perfect.
They did that all themselves.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what happened. Like you said, they must have wrote her script or something, but all of a sudden Crystal has went from a nuisance to an all out just stumbling block for everyone.
For everything.
Everywhere you go, there she is saying something ridiculous.
Yep. And the girls bowl here for a chance at an after party. And we've got a clip about Jenna. She seemed to be a little too wobbly during the game. Okay, so that, ladies and gentlemen, was a human person.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of alcohol there.
Yeah,
lot of alcohol there. And somehow, some team won. I don't know by how much, but somehow, beyond all of that, they won.
And it was supposed to be that the winning team got the after party. Okay?
Yes.
And then Ari... hold on. The winning team, by the way, that's supposed to go to the after party is Crystal's team. Her team wins, as is written in the script. Of course, Crystal's got to be with this dude and got to be on screen as much time as possible because they are masochists on this show, or sadists. I guess it's sadist. Yeah, they love hurting people.
Yeah.
Yes. And so they want Crystal to have as much screen time as possible. And so she gets it, and her team wins. But Ari changes his mind.
Yeah.
And says, you know what? Let's just keep the night going. Both teams, no matter who won, why don't y'all all come to the after party? And they immediately go to Crystal, and her face is just no.
Oh my god!
I'm not having this. She doesn't like it because she lost, or because her team won, and she's supposed to get this exclusive time or whatever.
Yeah. If she had a lid, it would have been flipped.
Mm-hmm.
She was not having that at all.
Yeah, she was mad. She was pretty mad. And then we've got, we got Becca.
Yes.
All right, clip of the night. This is at the after party. She nails this. Okay,
yeah.
Absolutely nails this with an imitation of one certain lovable member of the show, and here we have it.
Crystal's temper tantrum tonight. Oh my god.
No, I don't think I'll be going tonight. I felt incredibly disrespected and upset, and no, I won't be going. No.
It was hard. It was really hard to distinguish that between her and Crystal. Like,
yes,
she nails Crystal. Like, that's a perfect imitation. And it's all about this whole freak out of calling Ari a liar, saying that he said one thing and he changed his mind later. It's like, lady,
yeah,
come on. It's The Bachelor, dude. This guy and your boyfriend, you're on a game show.
Allegedly, she went even as far as to pack her bag. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how true that is, but she was even questioning it. He's a liar. Are we even compatible? Yep. I can't put up with this.
Mm-hmm. She comes downstairs and she's completely packed, dressed in a robe. All the ladies are ready for a night out, like in evening gowns and stuff. And she's like, "Oh, where are y'all going? Y'all look so nice." And it's like, lady, come on.
You know.
Yeah, you know exactly where we're at. And yeah, that's when she starts calling dude a liar and saying he shouldn't have changed his mind. And they're all like, I mean, whatever. These ladies are jumping at the chance to not have Crystal on this group date. They could not be happier that she chose not to go for a couple reasons. But we got a clip of, I think this is this Ari finding out?
Yes.
He's finding out that Crystal called him a liar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm going to slide in here. Wow, this is cool.
Ooh,
this
black and awesome. Black. Yeah. Nice shoes. Black. Those are really nice.
Thanks. We're all here. Today was awesome.
We're not all here.
We're not all here?
No.
Yeah.
He has no idea what's going on.
This is awesome. Just
everything's amazing.
I think he feels like he's Mr. Charisma, and it's just...
Yes.
I don't know, man. It's not, I don't know, whatever.
He's
on a TV show, I'm not. I'm sure he's making millions of dollars, but still, it's so cheesy. But,
As the puppet master, it falls right into her plan.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal gets like 3, 5, however many minutes alone with him in her room.
Yep.
It worked exactly as she would have it.
But not before these girls start to tear her apart in front of Ari. Like, they are piranhas, and they have Crystal's blood in the water. Dude, they are going to eat this girl alive.
Yeah.
They turn it up to 11, and they all want her to go home. So they're like, they're not trying to lie or anything, but they are embellishing what happened. And they're like, oh, she was... talking so much crap about you and just all this trash and calling you. I mean, the one thing I said was she called you a liar, but then everything else was just, it was bad. She was just saying a lot of really nasty things about you. And you know, they just wanted to say, she is cussing you out, dude, in the background. You don't even know. And, you know, obviously that's not what happened, but they want her to go home so bad.
Yes. So bad.
Yeah. And Crystal, you're right. I was, at the time that this happened, I was like, this is classic Crystal. This is a master class on how to get this man in a room alone. This girl knows how to make it happen. But in all honesty, I really think this just blew up in her face.
I hope so. I don't know that, you know, no spoilers or anything, but the episode didn't end like I thought, or like maybe I hoped it was going to, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And
so, yeah, you're right. You're right about that. So do we have, do we want to play this clip now of their little fight, or do we want to save that for later?
Okay, I don't have a clip of Ari and Crystal, but later Crystal and Becca get into
it. You gave me one of them saying this is, they're talking about how this is their first fight.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that one still isn't towards the end, but yeah, let's go ahead and play that one.
Okay. So Crystal causes a fight, causes, yes, in my opinion, I think yours too, the fight of the night with Ari. Yeah. This is it right here. It just blows up in her face. Ari is disappointed. Like, he comes in the room and is confused, and she's not even dressed. Like, she's still in her robe, like, going, you know, I'm going to argue with you and try to win him over to their to her side. And, dude, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, not at all. We can say, let's save that clip for later, because I think it's, I think it's worth saving for our actual fight of the night thing, but my goodness.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the ladies eat Crystal alive whenever she gets down to their... Oh, we didn't say. So, after their argument, she gets worried. Because it, like, the whole strategy, this masterclass idea that I thought she had, blows up in her face. Ari's mad, and he's like, just know that I'm disappointed, know that I'm upset about this. And then he just, like, pieces out and says, I'm going to go spend time with the rest of the ladies. And so she gets dressed, full evening gown, and goes downstairs while he's talking to one of the girls. And as soon as she gets there, that's when the piranhas come out and eat this girl alive and freak out on her, wanting to know why she decided to come down, because she shouldn't be there.
Yeah, yeah. And Becca makes a really, I mean, calls her out and says, does that make you a liar? Mm-hmm. You know, should we question your integrity if you come up here with us when you said you weren't going to? And it was just so heated.
Yeah,
I mean, they really peaked on their drama.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I hate that I'm getting drawn into this, but it's enough to the point, like, I'm just ready for this girl to go home, because she's the scenario that I hated coming into this show, thinking, man, if that type of person shows up, I don't know if I can do 10 episodes. So she needs to go real soon.
Real soon.
All right, so let's get into Tia, because Crystal's nothing but fake news, y'all. So Tia gets a one-on-one in the Florida Everglades, y'all. We got the winner from Wiener.
Winner from Wiener. Mm-hmm. Going to what Ari says is the country. I guess this is Florida country, is the Everglades.
Yep. Going to get her out on a fan boat.
Yeah.
And get Tia to talk about all that there Arkansas stuff we get going doing all the time. She gets out and does some frog gigging, and she's going to tell Ari all about it, because this older gentleman who's built a cabin or spent like 10 years of his life working on this cabin for them to desecrate with their, you know, with this show's presence. He's like, you know, we go frog gigging out here every now and then. She's like, I know what that is. We do that in Arkansas. Because,
what was that place? They just pulled up in this guy's front yard.
It was, they took a fan boat out to his little, I don't know what you call it. I don't know if it's called a cabin, his little boat house on stilts. I'm not really sure what to call it, but.
But it didn't have like a dining room. Mm-hmm. It was just his house.
Just go out there and party.
They were just partying with this random, this random guy.
So we got a clip of Tia. So here she is.
Oh, my God.
She likes turtles, I guess.
Turtles, man.
Turtles.
She's like, a turtle. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Tia, I think, finds that turtle a lot more exciting than Mr. Excitement over there that she's sitting right next to. You know, she talks about how much she loves him, but I've never heard Tia freak out over Ari like that turtle just now.
No.
Yep.
And of course, you know, they have some deep fried corn in the date, and they go to some other place, you know, for a little bit more romantic. And she talks. Okay, I did want to mention one thing: is she's a physical therapist, and my wife is a speech therapist.
Yep.
And she says that she got her doctorate in order to practice, and that's true. You do have to get that. Except, and I would want to try to impress my date as well. I mean, if I went to school for 7 years, I would try to push that as well. Except no one's calling my wife doctor. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a physical therapist, people say Tia, the physical therapist.
The physical therapist, exactly.
They don't say Dr. Tia.
I didn't realize your wife had a doctorate.
Yep, yep. You got to have it to practice.
I did not know that.
All what right. The few people know, my wife is a genius.
Well, she's doctor to me from now on.
She has a super high IQ. She should be Dr.
Dr. Johnson from now on.
That's right. That's right.
So, Tia, not only does she say something interesting like, I have a doctorate, she also says, yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the big one. If you say this, it's all locked in now.
Yeah.
You know, you've thrown that out the window, that one chance you get to say I love you and reveal that. And apparently, my wife told me this, Ari's not allowed to say it back.
Makes a lot of sense.
Because it's something to do with the rules of this game show that they're on.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to say I love you too until, I guess, the final episode. Or whenever, you know, he proposes or something. He's not allowed to say I love you. So, anyway.
You know, you bring up an extra interesting point. Did he say that to the season, to the girl the season that he was on, do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He may have. Hmm. I'm not sure. I mean, he talked about it in that preview episode about how he really did fall in love with her and wanted to be with her and stuff. But, you know, that didn't work out. He stalked her for a little while and what was it, dropped a book off at her house, like some
journal? Like his own journal or diary or whatever?
No, he's totally ready for this relationship. So Tia gets a rose. You know, he doesn't taunt her as much as he did some of the other girls, but she gets her rose. And then we move on to the final cocktail party.
That's right.
And it starts off by having Kendall, one of the ladies, say that she would eat a person if offered people meat.
She's curious.
Yeah.
She's curious.
I just want to say they're putting cannibals on the TV show now. Cannibals on The Bachelor.
That's right.
Hashtag feminism. Hashtag diversity. I applaud them for being inclusive.
That's right.
They've just got, y'all, they've got cannibals on the show. I mean, she didn't say I eat people meat, but she said I would eat people
meat.
Like Ari even qualified it. It was like, I would eat it. His kind of I would eat people meat was, I'll eat people meat if we're like on the top of Mount Everest and we're all going to die if we don't eat our dead friend. We have to eat him because, you know, we're not going to get help in time, so we have to eat him first. I understand what he's saying, but she's like, no, if somebody offered me people meat, I'm eating people meat. And we're like,
yeah. Oh, okay. There's
cool.
That.
Awesome. And then... Becca asks Crystal why she hasn't left yet. We have a clip of this, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Which one is it?
I put it under Fight of the Night.
Fight of the Night.
And she just straight up says, why are you here?
Yeah, here we go.
Crystal, you said you weren't coming tonight, yet here you are. So does that make you a liar? Does that mean you're going back on your word? Maybe you just changed your mind like Ari did. So, I mean, I think we all trusted that since you said you weren't coming to the party, that you weren't coming to the party. And yet here you are. So please explain that.
Yeah, dude.
Wrong one, but still.
Was that the wrong one?
No. I captured the wrong audio, wrong fight. This is the second.
Well, see,
that was the first fight.
That was from earlier.
Yes.
When the ladies were confronting her when she came down dressed for the date that she said she wasn't coming to.
Yes.
That's when it all blew up and she had to go back upstairs. But yeah, they do fight again. Becca still wasn't having it.
No.
And Crystal ends up backpedaling everything she says.
Yeah.
To Ari. She talks to Ari about this and she starts talking about how she's the victim.
Yes.
And it's like, lady,
because
come on.
She went bowling as a kid. She went bowling as a kid and that drummed up some kind of weird emotional tag of her mom's whatever.
Mom went bowling with her boyfriends and her mom's boyfriends weren't super faithful and didn't keep promises. And I empathize with that. Like, I empathize with that whole story of you being a kid and having a man in your life promise you things and not delivering. I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's not what this is.
No.
And that's not, like, you're using that. And that was, like, kind of like, really, lady? Come on.
Yeah.
Do you have a conscience? Because now you're using that story to, like, further yourself on a game show. And that just, I don't know.
Enough.
Yeah, it wasn't great. So she's the victim now. And here's what she has to say to Ari at the end of that conversation.
Like, this is our first fight. And it's like telling to see, like,
it could be our last fight.
Could be the last fight. Then the narrator chimed in. It wasn't.
Yeah, right.
Because, he's going to keep this girl around.
Yes.
Y'all, they go through the rose ceremony, and Crystal gets the final rose. They drum up all this drama, and it's nothing. Crystal gets the final rose, and they go from there. He even sends home the girl went home last week temporarily to her grandpa's funeral. He sends that girl home.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why couldn't you just call her while she was already home and say, stay home with your family, and just be real about it. Say, I wasn't planning on giving you a rose anyway, and I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, it would probably be better for you to be there with your family and be in mourning than come all the way back to this show to go through an emotional roller coaster only to be sent right back home. Like,
and doesn't he say he's like, sorry, things weren't moving fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was gone for a whole week.
Yeah. You should have given her another chance. If you're going to bring her back, he should have given her at least a bye week. There's enough ladies there he doesn't like to give her a bye. All right.
Yep. Exactly.
But he's not going to do that. So Ari's Woman Crush Wednesday. We're going to move right on to our segments now. Ari's Woman Crush Wednesday. I got to say, it was the bowling ball.
Yeah, he was into the bowling ball.
He was into this bowling ball, man. He was all over it. It was gross. But he just couldn't get enough. And we got this other clip. It's called Coconut Milk. I don't remember what this is from.
Yes.
All right, so I'm just going to play it.
Nice. How do you like your coffee?
With coconut milk.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about you?
Cream cheddar.
So that's Kendall. That's the taxidermy specialist, whatever.
I forget all their jobs.
And he is so fascinated by this girl. Mm-hmm. I think, and I, you know, like we talked about before, there's dwindling number of girls now. And so the ones are starting to stick out to me, and that's definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, that coconut milk thing just really impressed him.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, oh.
Oh.
I never thought of that. Yeah. Oh, what do you do? I'm like cream and sugar. Like, just, I'm not as interesting as you. Like, no duh, dude. Ashamed. All you want to do is make out with people. All right.
He's
so,
ashamed of himself.
Then we've got our fight of the night, which I've already raved about. Like, there's only one thing that could possibly be the fight of the night. Yeah. And that is Ari and Crystal. And it's only because it's so nice because Crystal, like, orchestrated this herself and thought it was going to go a different way. And it didn't. And thought she was going to get kicked off the show for it. She didn't. But maybe there's hope for next week. Maybe she's gone in the next couple of weeks. I don't know. But I can't survive her much longer. But Crystal and Ari, man, he's like, you called out my integrity. You called it into question. And I'm not happy about it. And we can't build a relationship with that. Now, excuse me while I go cheat on you with 10 other women.
Yeah, and here's a rose. We'll talk about it next week sometime.
He's like, we can build a relationship on me testing the lipstick of every woman in the room.
Right.
But we can't build a relationship on this fighting stuff. Like,
exactly.
All right.
Get it together.
Yeah. Did you have a sob story for us?
The sob story for me, I kept thinking the only thing that really stuck out to me was when Lauren B., at the very beginning of the show, mm-hmm. was like, he walked into the room and he did not even look at me.
Yeah, let's just play that again.
He walked in to get Chelsea and I felt like he didn't look at me even one time.
That was the saddest thing of the whole episode because honestly, most of this, I felt physically ill.
I wish I could just, I want to play back that spot. I wish I had it queued up where it was like, this is a competition. This is what I need this for.
Yeah, we need to clip that out.
Yeah, so that's definitely the sob story, just right there at the beginning, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to compete.
Yeah. All right,
you got a loser's obituary for us?
So, you know, the loser's obituary goes out to Mikkel, Ashley, and Marik.
Mm-hmm.
You came so far only to be ousted by the ultimate puppet master. You will be missed.
That's right. Let's not forget the bowling ball.
And the bowling, I think we'll see the bowling ball come back.
I was certain that the bowling ball would make it at least to the final two, but the bowling ball received no rose this week.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Very unfortunate. I think he made a mistake.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, I think that's it for the Bachelor Bro Show this week, everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
I think we've put a pin in that one, so... if you want to find us online, you can find The Bachelor Bro Show at Bachelor Bro Show on Twitter. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter. And Bradley, where can they find you?
@Bugman_Bradley. And everyone, do not forget our weekly show, Venturing Out into the Thoughts of the Universe, on Some Guy in the Bugman Figure Things Out.
That's right. You can find that show @SomeBugman on Twitter. And just as a special feature this week, you guys, we're going to be interviewed on a different podcast, on the PowerPress podcast, about our podcast, namely Some Guy in the Bugman Figure Things Out. But check us out there if you want to learn a little bit more about how we got started with podcasting. That's it for us this week, man. We'll see you later.
So long.